Spring slow start hasn't diminished the enthusiasm of girls' high school soccer teams in the Tri-Cities. But the persistent cold, damp weather and even some snow in late February did chase most of them indoors as they prepared for the season that officially opens Tuesday, April 4. Julie French said her Heritage Woods Kodiaks squad used team meetings to get acquainted as the inclement weather kept them off the pitch before spring break, and Kenny Jameson had to conduct tryouts for the Riverside Rapids in the school's gym. That put greater weight on preseason tournament play to afford teams the opportunity to work on elements of their game like positioning and communication, let alone assess the full scope of their strengths and weaknesses. Centennial Centaurs coach Larry Morrow said his team's 8-0 record through two preseason tournaments, including its own kickoff classic, is a portent of good things to come after finishing third in last year's provincials. "We have high aspirations to build on last year's success," Morrow said. The Centaurs will be led by a strong core of seniors already committed to post-secondary programs next fall, including defender Kate Smith along with forwards Kira Scott and Sarah Caravata, all of whom will be headed to Simon Fraser University, SFU. Ava Ferreira, who will be joining her older sister, Sophia, at UBC, helps anchor Centennial's back end, while UFV-bound Donnie Cross is the team's rock in center midfield, Morrow said. "So much of our play funnels through her. Just down Como Lake Avenue, Dr. Charles Best Blue Devils coach Fahim Karmali is hoping to build on the success of last year's team that qualified for provincials. The players that helped get them there are now seniors, and they'll be supported by incoming grade 11s who reached the Fraser Valley Junior Girls final last year. We have a great group of girls willing to play for each other," Karmali said. Seniors Maya Broughton and Rylan Gray will anchor the Blue Devils' defense, while grade 12 midfielder Michaela Peluso will be the team's offensive catalyst. Jameson is feeling optimistic about his Rapids, despite losing several players to graduation, including all three of its starting midfielders and two starting defenders. "That's because the Rapids have some skillful grade 11 players ready to take their game to the next level," Jameson said. They include center-backs Amra Basirovic and Hila Tata, as well as center-midfielders Maggie Thurbide and Rita Sirsiris. Seniors Alyssa Clark and Caitlin Connolly will be looked to for leadership, while Kyla Kerr, grade 10, should bring energy, Jameson said. "If we can control the middle of the field and limit the number of chances our opponents get, we think we can have a chance to be competitive in a lot of games. The keys for our success will be how quickly we can come together as a team." Port Moody's Heritage Woods Kodiaks are young and hungry, said French. "But with more grade 11 players than seniors, there will be pressure on juniors like Olivia Zeidler and Ava Taylor to show poise and leadership. They'll have a core group of grade 12 teammates to show the way, including strikers Chloe Hadges and Kamaya Empson as well as McKenna Easton. Holding down the fort will be senior goalkeeper Georgia Hinnerches. We have good strikers, but having a strong defense will be key," French said. The Terry Fox Ravens did not respond by deadline. Gleneagle and Port Moody are not fielding senior teams this season.